Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hey guys.
Howdy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm terrific. I'm having a bit of a day, but other than that, it's okay. You know what it is? I'm being punished because I promised that I would make these cookies for like my nephew who's coming to visit, and they come from my husband's mom's cookbook, and literally the ingredients are butter, flour, sugar, egg yolks, and jam. Nothing else. It's like the anti-hungry girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I accidentally added like 33% too much butter and I have to remake them.
Oh. No.
So
someone's going to enjoy it. I mean, I'm sure they're still delicious.
They really are.
Just extra buttery.
I know. I'm just giving them away and someone's very lucky who's getting them.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Test Mike.
Bring them in.
Anyway, very excited about today because this is my first official solo Trader Joe's haul that I went shopping
this
for.
This is so exciting. A Lisa haul.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that at Trader Joe's. I mean, personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've gone together a few times.
Right.
But not
for the podcast. Yeah. Me in the wild on my own buying things. And it was, you know, it's a new year. It's January. And I don't know if it's January when the episode comes out, but okay.
Yeah. We're still
January. Still January. But there were a lot of new products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I grabbed a whole bunch.
Cool.
And whatever we don't get to in this episode, I'll probably be making videos for, so people should tune in and follow on social media.
Yeah.
So excited.
Cool.
Quite excited.
I'll put our Instagram and Facebook and our TikTok pages up on the Foodcast page. So if you don't
We're easy to find though. We're Hungry Girl.
Very.
Yeah.
Everyone's always like, what's your like handle? And I'm like, what do you think it is?
Well, you know, on YouTube, we're Hungry Girl TV.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, makes this sound so, I don't know, glamorous. Yeah. Who has Hungry Girl on YouTube?
I don't know. Probably like a mukbang.
Oh, really? I don't think mukbang wasn't it. How old is mukbang?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what
it's like.
But what I was saying is like we have had that handle for like 20 years.
It was probably not taken. And you guys just thought Hungry Girl TV because YouTube was going to be like TV in the future.
No, it was taken.
So.
Anyway, whatever. Maybe it is mukbang. I don't know. It scares me. Those people scare me. What they do.
I'm going to have to Google that now. But anyways.
You know, it's the people that just like shove all the food in their mouths and eat everything. And
gotcha.
It's usually someone who
there's a lot of noodle slurping.
Right, slurping and like eating, like, you know, the people who take giant bites of the pastries.
Yeah.
You know those, I really want to get them. Have you seen the pastries that look like fruit?
Yes.
And they have like the coating
glossy.
On the
outside. Yeah,
there's a lot of like, anyway, whatever. So Mike, you have anything exciting?
I do. Okay, protein is definitely a top food trend, as we discussed last episode. Chipotle has just updated their menu with a high protein menu. It features 6 new high protein items. The items are double high protein bowl, high protein high fiber bowl, high protein low calorie salad, double high protein burrito, high protein cup with adobo chicken and adobo chicken taco, which we have an adobo chicken in our episode coming up. And they're all available in stores now. I think we should probably go there and do like a mini episode. And so the salad, which I figured was probably the most HG friendly one, has 36 grams of protein, 10 grams of fiber and 470 calories. And I'm sure there's ways to knock those calories down.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was waiting for them to be, because you know what? I always, if I go there, which is not that often, but I like it.
Yeah.
I just make everything high protein and low carb.
They probably stole your idea.
Or the rest of the world's idea.
Yeah.
But yes, that's great. I love all their proteins. I love the sofritas. I love the chicken. I love the beef. So yes.
Yeah. So we should maybe go down there one day and get all 6 of them and then try them.
I'm packing right now.
Let's do it. All right. But that's all I got. That's just one because we have a lot of Trader Joe's foods to eat.
Oh, good. So let's jump in. Here is a drink. It's instant Jeju. Do you think that's Jeju or Jeju? Jeju matcha latte.
Juju?
It's not Jeju.
I think it's Jeju.
Jeju, because it's J-E. Anyway, Jeju matcha latte packets. These are, and by the way, I do normally like the regular matcha packets from Trader Joe, and I'm not normally a matcha person, but these did look interesting to me because it's a matcha latte and the stats were good.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, it's Jeju Island is what it's named for, off the coast of Korea. This is made with skim milk powder and sugar. You just add water.
Ooh. Wow, I was just going to ask, did you just add water?
Just added water and some ice.
That's delicious. And you can have this hot or cold.
Correct.
And I put it in our cool little shaker so it gets really mixed up.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm. Very cool product.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty sweet too. Do you find it sweet or not?
Not overly sweet, but it's got some sweet, but yeah, like perfect sweet.
It does like have a fair amount of sugar. So this is 80 calories, no fat, 16 grams of carbs, 13 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of protein.
Oh, wow.
That's
mostly from
the
skim
milk.
Yeah. Wow. That's a, it seems like a fun thing, like to even add to oatmeal or do something cool with.
Oh, yes.
I like it. Is there caffeine in that? Maybe a little.
I think matcha in general does have. Let me see.
Isn't it like a green tea thinking going?
Green tea extract. Is that a natural product?
The ingredients are skim milk powder, sugar, dextrose powder, matcha powder, whole milk powder, sea salt, xanthan gum. So pretty clean.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. I like it though.
Yeah.
Especially because I usually don't love matcha and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a great option for people that are matcha curious.
Yeah. Or by the way, people are spending like $8 on a matcha latte every day at Starbucks. This might be a nice at-home version. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, we have chicken adobo. This is something that I found in the freezer section. It's a Filipino style chicken adobo. It's like dark meat chicken with like a sweet and tangy sauce and jasmine rice. And the reason why I was drawn to this one, because there are so many frozen entrees there, is that the calorie count and like all of the stats were really good. So I was curious to see how much you get for that, but it's like 270 calories for the whole thing.
Wow.
Hold it on the edges because it's warm on the bottom, but the edges are not warm.
Okay.
All right. People that like their food separate and not touching will enjoy this because you've got half of the compartment is the saucy chicken and half of the compartment is the jasmine rice.
That is true.
She does not lie.
And she does not lie. Oops. We're trying to grab our plasticware.
There you go.
Okay. So it's like a little, looks like a little Lean Cuisine situation.
Yeah. A lot of sauce on the thin side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would, this looks like one thing I would add a lot of cauliflower rice to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It's because when we, and Jamie pointed out, it smells very garlicky, but it doesn't taste overly garlicky.
I think it does.
Tastes pretty garlicky.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
But not in a bad way.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm. That's delicious. And I like that. Doesn't it have garlicky in the name? Let's see. Interesting. With garlicky jasmine rice. So they're saying the garlic is in the rice.
Wow.
But I ate it all together, so.
That's interesting.
That's really good.
It is very good. And as you said about the sauce, it's like you can add more vegetables or more cauliflower rice and really bulk it up.
And we know that frozen dinners in general is definitely something that can get pretty sodium heavy, but only 500 milligrams in this. That is really not bad for a meal.
No, not at all. And it's very flavorful.
Very. 270 calories, 8 grams of fat, 14 grams of protein. It's the Filipino style chicken adobo meal in the freezer aisle, right, Meg?
Yep. Actually, Lisa did all the shopping.
Oh, that's right.
This is my haul.
Lisa haul.
Yes.
But it was frozen.
Yes, it was frozen. Okay, next up, buffalo style chicken meatballs with Monterey Jack cheese. And this is a new item. I found it in the fridge section as I was just perusing the aisles, and it seemed so up our alley.
I know. My first thought is if we don't have a recipe for this, we need one immediately.
Yeah. No, I thought maybe we don't with the Monterey Jack.
My only take on this, and I wanted to show it to you before I took my portion, is they're kind of small, the balls. So that's one serving right there.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'd say slightly smaller than a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Not a ping pong.
Well, it's very hot, so maybe.
But that's only, by the way, that's 170 calories. I'm good.
There you go.
Okay. 170 calories. So, like, I would
eat.
Oh,
it's six
more.
Meatballs is the serving size.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was four.
Yay.
So, it's a traditional 3 ounce serving.
Oh, that's good.
It's just more balls.
Yeah, my
so
bad.
They are small. They are small, but not, you know, the serving size is not small. And then. I was looking for the cheese inside, but it's like mixed in. It's interesting.
Very tangy.
It is. It's very hot saucy.
Yeah.
If you like buffalo, if you like wings, you'll like this.
I love that so much.
It's not super cheesy.
No, because I think the cheese is mixed in. How I would like this is over like a chopped salad with like a light ranch dressing or something.
I would put it in a wrap.
Yeah, yum.
Like I would steam a bunch of shredded carrots, put the meatballs on top, and drizzle with like blue cheese dressing.
Yum. Or like carrot noodles.
Yeah. Fun. That was my lazy way of getting carrot noodles.
I like that. It is. They are like packing a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like some kind of spiciness to enjoy it. But And what do you expect from a buffalo? Bang. Yeah.
Another one that I expected to have a crazy amount of sodium. It has 490 milligrams, which I do not think is crazy.
No, not at all.
Six meatballs, 170 calories, 11 grams of fat, 14 grams of protein. Yeah, that is the buffalo style chicken meatballs, fully cooked, fully seasoned. You can heat it in the air fryer, microwave, or oven.
Yeah, and you know, I tried a Trader Joe's meatball item that I really strongly didn't like. I think it was their like regular full-on fat meatballs from the freezer, and I just thought they were not good. So this is like surprising.
Okay. Was it the flavor or the texture?
I think it was the flavor, the texture, and the stats. It was all across the board. Okay. It was just not good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, these are good. Next up, I think this is another new thing that was it was on the new shelf. So it was a Trader Giotto's Italian tomato and roasted vegetable pasta sauce. And it's a shelf stable pasta sauce in a jar. There were a few new sauces and this one looked like the best one. And the stats were crazy low.
Did you buy this in the trio? Because this comes like on their website, it comes in a trio of sauces. Mm-mm. You bought it solo.
I bought it solo, but it's amazing. That's I would so eat good. This like soup.
Oh my gosh.
And I apologize. I did heat it up, but it kind of lost its warmth.
That's fantastic.
Hold on. First of all, if you ate the whole jar, not that you would because it might be high in sodium, but it tastes like chunky tomato soup. It's only 45 calories a serving.
Wow.
And there's like three servings or something.
I'm
obsessed with that.
Yeah.
So sodium count is 670 for a 45 calorie serving, half a cup. That's mm-hmm. a surprisingly high. I think they're probably trying to make up for the fact that otherwise it's pure veggies. Like the ingredient list, you know how sometimes veggie infused products have like spinach powder. It's the mm-hmm, last thing. Mm-hmm. Ingredients here are whole peeled tomatoes, zucchini, eggplant, bell peppers, olive oil, celery, carrots, onion, sea salt, garlic. That is the cleanest label I've seen
so
in a while.
So must be a lot of sea salt.
Yeah.
But it's so good. That's like amazing.
Yeah.
Like surprisingly, shockingly delicious.
Yeah. I can't wait to put that on some penne or something.
Italian tomato and roasted vegetable pasta sauce. And Lisa, you bought it solo, but we are seeing on the website, it comes in a trio with, a limited time trio, with tomato puttanesca. And hang on, I got to pop up. I got to close out.
Yeah, I saw them all sitting next to each other.
Datorino. That's a fun word. Datorino cherry tomato roasted garlic pasta sauce.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Datorino. Yeah. It sounds like the annoying guy would be like, hey, you want to go on a Datorino with me?
Exactly what that sounds like. Yum.
I'll take this. I have a Datorino with this.
Making copies with a Datorino.
There it is.
All right, next we have, and I thought this was new. I don't know if it's new. It was in the fridge section. It's chicken lettuce wraps.
I'm sure it's new. I've never seen it before.
This looks like, you know, traditional, like when you go to a restaurant and order chicken lettuce wraps, you have like one compartment of the little lettuce.
Yeah.
And then a compartment of the chicken.
Which
is kind of cool.
I'm having like major flashbacks to when Jamie and I first started living together. And she would have like lettuce wraps as her dinner.
When we were living in sin.
Wait, look at this. And this whole tray is 300 calories.
Wow.
Pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
But let's look at these lettuce pieces.
Yeah, how'd they do? Oh. Not bad.
Yeah, they're decent size.
Well formed.
All right. Maybe we should get a serving spoon. Yeah.
The mix looks very veggie heavy.
Yeah, what is in here? I'm curious.
Like, water chestnuts. So ground chicken, and this is pre-cooked. Ground chicken, water chestnuts, shredded carrots, and black sesame seeds seasoned with ginger, garlic, red pepper, chili flakes, soy sauce, and sesame oil.
And there's a sauce on the side over there.
Oh. Sauce us up. This is in the fridge. This, before tasting it, seems like a great item to pack for a lunch with a cold pack.
Oh, totally. Oh, this is perfect for like a plane ride, Jamie, for you.
And I do want to say, like, I went to Trader Joe's several days ago, so this has been in the fridge for at least 4 days.
About that,
or maybe even more. I don't even know, but it's very fresh.
Oh, I just put way too much sauce on.
Mm.
It means I got to add more chicken.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're better than, like, the Cheesecake Factory ones. Mm. They're really, really good to me.
Sweet. I love that sweetness.
Yeah, the sauce is sweet. That they give you on the side. Mm. How much fat is in these? These are really, really fun. What a fun lunch.
The danger zone. I have to like hold it up and look underneath.
No. Okay.
300 calories, 12 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar, 29 grams of protein. That's fantastic. That's how I like to spend my fat, because I do think of it like a piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
A budget.
I love that so much. I wonder if they have like other or plan to make other versions of that, mm-hmm. like with maybe some beef or.
I hope so. I do. I love a lettuce wrap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. It says it includes crispy fried rice noodles.
What? Where are they?
I didn't see that.
Where are the noodles?
Oh, they're in a package on the very, very bottom.
Wow.
We so could probably save some fat.
Save yeah. some calories.
Yep. It didn't need anything.
Fat. Not at all.
I mean, there's such little. A small amount that it wouldn't even yeah. make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the chicken lettuce wraps in the fridge.
Adorable. Okay, next up. These just intrigued me because they were new. And they're a mini uncured pepperoni stick. In the fridge section, you know, where you find like whatever, all the little like snacking cheeses and meats mm-hmm. and pepperoni. It's a mini uncured, looks like a dried pepperoni stick. I didn't think the stats were amazing, but I thought they were worth trying.
They look fun.
So when it says one package, is that?
Oh, it's the whole pack.
Is it it's the entire thing? Because it's sort of two compartments that are each sealed.
Oh, interesting. One package, 56 grams. Does the rate?
Yeah, it says 2 ounces.
56 grams.
Thing,
you get the whole thing. Oh, so the stats are actually pretty good.
Wow.
They're so cute. They're like skinny little, they look like cigarettes almost.
Yeah. So each container has like six of these little cigarette sized pepperoni sticks.
You know what I want to do with this? I'd stick it in the middle of a string cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So good. I love these.
I have a question. It makes sense, but I've never actually really researched it before.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean by uncured? Does that mean it just doesn't sit for a long period of time?
I have no clue. You'd think I would know this.
Because cured, you usually do think of it's like cured in salt.
Right.
It's cured
for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some kind of a process for meats.
Yeah.
And why is it beneficial if it's uncured? Like, what's the purpose of it being uncured?
I don't know.
Uncured meat is still preserved, but uses natural sources like celery powder or beet extract for nitrates instead of the synthetic stuff.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. I think it's confusing and interesting the way it's two individual packs, but it seems that the stats is for everything. So I believe one of these, which is plenty, has about 155 calories and about 9 grams of fat. If you eat everything, 210 and 17.
Yeah, that's a lot of sticks.
Yeah, to get through that. 1,050 milligrams of sodium. But again, this is like an unnatural amount of pepperoni to eat one serving.
I agree.
It's the mini uncured pepperoni sticks, and it is refrigerated, and it also comes in salami.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Or is it salame?
It's not.
Okay.
Salame. All right, next up, it was a dip that I thought was new. I don't know if it is. Spicy and sweet, creamy pepper dip. It's hard to keep up with the dips at Trader Joe's. There's always a new dip. They have like the dip fairies there. Mm-hmm. And this one looked good. And I was intrigued because it's spicy and sweet. And I think the stats were pretty good. So I have high hopes for this.
Would you like a cracker or a Melba toast with it? Or just by itself?
All those crackers
I'd
best.
Like to try it by itself, please. Thank you.
There you go.
So 2 tablespoons, 60 calories, only 2.5 grams of fat. And this is like a cream cheese base.
Oh.
With peppers and a sugary, vinegary chili sauce.
I love this because, first of all, it's packing heat. I don't mean it has a gun. It's hot.
Oh, but the sweetness.
It's so sweet.
Whoa.
It's delish.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It reminded me of something and now I'm forgetting what. I think it has rice vinegar in it, but like. It tastes like a rice vinegary thing.
It's the chili sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like sweet Asian chili sauce.
I feel like we had something very similar like this. And I think we got it at Target, but I can't remember what it was. But it's very, like, it was sweet and spicy. Like, it was the exact same thing. I can't remember what it is, though.
I love that. I would have that in my house. I might want to take that home.
Chicken.
And I would eat it all the time.
On chicken? Mm-hmm. If you made chicken salad or tuna salad with that instead of mayo?
It would be phenomenal.
The best thing ever. I feel like that's the best execution of sweet and spicy that has ever been achieved.
So good. Trader Joe's, they know their way around a dip.
They do. They really
sweet
do.
And spicy, creamy pepper dip. Mm. I also love how literally named everything is. It's really helpful. There's no like fancy, flowery, romantic names.
Yeah, no romance copy. Except this. I loved the name of this one, which is why I bought it. And I know it's new. Totally cheese ball cheese spread. Totally cheese ball.
I took the plastic covering off in case you open it and be like, wait, it didn't have the covering.
And what I like about this is it's made with the unexpected cheddar, which is so popular, and Toscano and almonds. It just seemed, it's like a cheese, you know what a cheese ball is?
Yeah.
It's like taking the cheese ball and turning it into. Yeah.
But this is real cheese, right?
Yes. But I think cheese balls are real cheese.
Oh, I didn't know if the, I was questioning the unexpected cheese.
Oh no, unexpected cheddar is like the most popular Trader Joe's item of all time.
I have a question. When will the unexpected cheddar become expected? Because it's been a couple years now.
Oh my God. Oh no, I can't, I've never had anything so good.
Whoa, it's like candy. Why do I think that that's like...
You know, it tastes like the adult version of the squeezy cheese.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is concentrated flavor.
Yeah, you would only need like a teaspoon of that.
That is, imagine putting that like on a sandwich, like the spread or the top part of a sandwich.
All right, what are the stats?
That's overwhelmingly good.
Whoa.
I have to fan myself.
I have chills.
I'm verklempt. 2 tablespoons, 90 calories, 7 grams of fat, 5 grams of protein. It's a it's a cheddar cheese sauce with nuts in it.
Wow, but a tablespoon would go a long way. Even putting it like, I don't know, I just love it.
A tablespoon for 45 calories. Yes, please.
Done.
Totally cheese ball cheese spread. This is in the fridge section.
Okay, so let me grab that lid. All right. I think that is it for the savory.
Yeah, now we're moving on to the sweet.
Palate cleanser. Everybody grab your agua.
Okay, I don't think this one is new, but I was intrigued by it because I had never seen it before. This is a traditional caramel flan. By the way, somebody spells it caramel like the...
I spelled like, it. That was me.
Oh, that was you?
I think it was me. I mean, I can't imagine I was corrected. I'm just going to take a little spoonful and then I'm going to pass it along to you.
We did recently try a product. I think it's the Omaha Protein Popcorn that we love. Oh, well. And they have a caramel corn.
Make sure you get the sauce on the bottom.
Oh, I will.
I have an exceptionally large spoon in my hand.
Spoonful.
Spoonful.
Yeah. The spoon is normal size.
It's like, okay. I like flan. A lot of people don't.
Yeah. Lower flan.
Very simple ingredients. Only 6 ingredients here.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they?
Let's guess.
Mm.
Sugar.
Egg.
Mm. Egg yolk.
Cream.
Cream.
That's really good.
Oh my goodness.
That's really good.
The ingredients are water, whole milk powder, egg, sugar, caramelized glucose syrup, and natural flavor.
How many calories is this?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Is it how would you describe the size of that first?
It is like a small ramekin. I'd say, what is it, like maybe 2.5-3 ounces?
100 grams, which is like 3.5 ounces. Yeah. Okay. It looks almost like one of those like old school Dixie cup that you would get, like the ice cream with the little wooden spoon.
Right. But it doesn't seem like, it seems like a satisfying serving.
Yeah. Yeah. 220 calories, 7 grams of fat. 23 grams of sugar. That's the one that I was...
220 calories. Hmm. I was hoping it would be like 120. Mm. But it's so good.
But if you share it with somebody and you each get half, I mean,
That is not something to share.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying you have to eat the whole thing because it is kind of intense, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. I do love a good flan when we go to a Mexican restaurant, and that is very, very close to restaurant quality flan.
You know what I like about it is that it's not too... Sometimes flan, the texture is too like jiggly and weird. Mm-hmm. This is just like, it's good.
Yeah.
It's really, really perfect.
Yep.
We have another sweet item. Dark chocolate sticks with crispy rice. This is like a very dark chocolate. It's a pretty package.
It's a gorgeous package.
It
like,
really is.
It's a lot of times in life, Lisa will stumble upon some colors and she'll say, Jamie, take a picture of this and put it on the Hungry Girl server where we store important items for the next book.
That's one.
Yeah. Those are beautiful jewel tones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big dark chocolate fan, so I am in heaven right now.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the crispy rice part of it is very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dark chocolate stick with a tiny bit of crunch. If you like dark chocolate, you will love it. I even like it, and I'm a milk chocolate person. Mm-hmm.
And these are also kind of cigarette-sized. That's the serving size of the day. However, you can enjoy 6 of them.
Whoa.
For 180 calories, so only 30 calories each. Is my math thing?
Yeah, I would like literally only eat one of those. I don't need 6 of those.
I need 3 for 90 calories and be like overjoyed.
Yeah, 11, I mean.
For 6 of them, 180 calories, 11 grams of fat, 12 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein. This is like a best kept secret.
It is. You and know? I think it's new. I think that seems like something that'll be around to stay. But this next one is new also. I've been seeing this all over TikTok.
Same.
PB&J Oat Bites. They come in another flavor as well. This is, I think, like strawberry one, raspberry or something like that. They look like Bobos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally. That's what they look like.
Yeah, this is the strawberry. There's also a raspberry one. Mm-hmm. So it's a soft-baked peanut butter oat bite with a strawberry filling.
Okay.
Are we sharing one or are we just having one?
I mean, you can open another one. Okay. You two lovebirds can share one. What's the calorie count of this?
That is 150 calories. It's a little smaller than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Bobos.
But it's everything is packed.
Dense.
Like yeah.
It is dense. I like the filling.
How would you describe the size? Mm. It's between like a mini, it's a like mini bigger muffin. Than a mini muffin, yeah.
I'd say like a mini muffin.
See, 150 feels a little high for a mini muffin.
I agree, but it's very dense. Intense. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's like a thick, chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, it's not my kind of thing that I would, I like it and biting into it. I'm saying yum, delicious, but I don't think I'll incorporate that into my life. But if you like that kind of thing, you'll love it.
Yeah.
Well, how does it compare to like a Hungry Girl oat bake? Because we make a version of this.
No, it's like to me, nothing like it. So our oat bakes are more like a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And this texture, it might be the shape of a muffin, but it's not the texture of a muffin because it's not cakey at all. It's more like a snack bar.
Okay.
It's like a snack bar texture in a muffin shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a little chewier. I much prefer our oat bakes.
Right. Okay. Well, because 150 is not bad for a snack bar. And this is 37 grams, which is kind of would be like a small snack bar.
A very small snack bar.
150 calories, 5 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein. This is the PB&J oat bites in strawberry. And then there's also the raspberry flavor.
So I'm curious, do people love these on social media or no?
I never watch the actual videos. I just take a screenshot and I'm like, we should try these.
Yeah, I want to know.
I never pay attention.
As a peanut butter lover, it's just okay.
Mm. Yeah.
If that had peanut butter filling instead of the strawberry filling,
you'd like it.
Greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be revisiting these.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, next I saw something that really intrigued me. These were Japanese souffle cheesecakes. It is new. It's a limited time item. It was like an airy little no crust cheesecake. And I thought this calorie count was phenomenal. I think it was like 150 calories or something
for
like the whole cheesecake.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
No, I thought it was very impressive.
I'm just cutting them into little pieces so we each get one.
So the package includes two individual, they're like a fat pancake.
Oh,
right?
I want to see. I don't even see the.
Sorry.
Is it like a cheesecake or a
pear? It is a really nice size.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like a cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's like a real cheesecake.
Like a personal size cheesecake.
Yeah, definitely.
150 calories? That's madness.
It's interesting. Is this frozen? Is it supposed to be frozen?
Frozen, and then you defrost it in the fridge. I didn't have 3 hours because that's what it
is. Well, it says.
So I took it out about 30 minutes before we started.
It actually says defrost and serve or eat slightly frozen.
Oh.
Okay, I'd like to really chat about this. I love this.
Yeah, me too.
This reminds me of traditional Japanese desserts. Not overly sweet. It's really mild. It's creamy. If you eat this, you're going to feel great. You're not going to feel like sick or nauseous or any. It is so good.
Yeah.
I love the texture.
Do you believe the stats? Uh-huh. Only 10 grams of sugar.
I do, because it's not sweet.
Yeah.
And 150 calories.
And it's airy.
Is it ricotta? What kind of cheese is this?
Cream cheese.
Mmm. Okay. This is a best kept secret item.
Yeah.
We have to get them before they go away. I wonder if anyone's talking about these. If not, they should be.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. But that definitely, there's so many things.
You could top it off with fresh fruit or jam. Like you could kind of like play with the cheesecake flavor.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say like drizzle some chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says it's a limited time item.
Oh.
Hurry, people.
Hurry.
That makes me sad.
But I'd have to imagine if it does like extremely well, don't they like consider keeping it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Wait, was that the last one?
Yeah.
That was it.
That's it.
I enjoyed
it.
Wow,
we ended with a bang.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Did we save the best for last?
Let's find
out. We'll find out.
It sounds like it, but I guess, yeah, you have to rate.
You ready?
Yes.
First.
How did I do?
Well, should we rate Lisa's?
Lisa, 10 out of 10. Really, really good.
Yeah.
Haul.
Yeah,
thanks,
give you.
It was fun.
I give you a 12.
Wow.
Oh, Mike.
Suck up. All right.
I was going to say I might want to do more of them. It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, we can do them together. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Aw, you too.
You can come along.
No, that's a nice afterthought.
Yeah. Jamie does not like going to the supermarket.
I don't.
Or Costco.
No,
or
the worst.
Any of those places.
Anywhere. The worst. Yeah. I don't even like shopping on Instacart.
When I go on.
I love Instacart. I've had Instacart at my house twice today already.
Well, the few times that I've gone away without Jamie, I have to stock up the entire house with food because she won't go to the supermarket.
I don't even know what we would do, me and the dog. Okay, ready?
Yes, ready.
First up, instant Jeju matcha latte packets.
Solid. Not the best thing I ever had, but I'm giving it a 7.8.
Wow.
I decided in 2026 I'm going to be more specific with my point ranges, my decimals.
That's good.
Awesome. Filipino style chicken adobo, to what degree do you rate it?
7.7.
Okay.
It was good. Really? It wasn't amazing.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I felt the same. I thought the sauce could have been thicker.
You know what? For me, it was like a little bit. Sometimes when I get a frozen entree and the pieces of chicken are just so small and they're floating in sauce, it was a little of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will take it. If anybody else wants it, then that'll be my lunch for the day.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Next up, buffalo style chicken meatballs with Monterey Jack cheese.
8.2.
Nice.
I like those a little more.
Yeah. How about the Trader Giotto Italian tomato and roasted vegetable pasta sauce?
10. I'm obsessed with that. Wow. I love that sauce. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Yay. Next on the list, chicken lettuce wraps.
9.5.
Wow.
I loved those. Am I alone? Did you love them too?
I thought they were great.
Yeah, me too. Good. Next up, mini uncured pepperoni sticks.
Better than expected, yet I just don't think they'll be in my life for the long haul. So I'm going to say 7.7.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Moving on to the spicy and sweet creamy pepper dip.
10.
Yeah. Wow.
Loved it.
So good.
10.
Then we tried the totally cheese ball cheese spread. I know, you got to weigh the nutritional.
Yeah, that one was so good. I'm giving it a 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Everybody would love that. But what stops it from being a 10 is the fact that it's just a whole bunch of cheese with nuts in it. Mm-hmm. So
you could form them into mini cheese balls and put toothpicks in them and have it as a cheese ball appetizer.
You could reconstruct it.
Yeah. Exactly.
How about the traditional caramel flan?
Oh, that tasted that. I mean, whew. I'm giving it a 9, even though the stats are high, because it's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a creme brulee in a way without, I would love to take a torch to that and try to caramelize the sauce.
I mean, it isn't a metal tin, so you can.
Mm.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate sticks with crispy rice.
I'm giving those a 9.
Yeah.
I think some people would give those a 10.
I would give those a 10. That would be my snack. I'm going to get those actually, because that's like perfect after dinner snack for me.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have the PB&J Oat Bites.
I'm giving those a solid 8 because I think people will like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think humans in general will like them, and I don't want to dissuade people from really diving headfirst into them.
But peanut butter lovers, be warned, it's not super peanut buttery.
But jelly lovers, you'll love the interior.
Last on the list, did we save the best for last? We've already got a 10. Japanese souffle cheesecakes.
10.2.
Wow. The early front runner for find of the year.
Well, and I hope it doesn't go away,
that's right,
quickly.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
that was just amazing. Yeah. I love them. And I just think it's creative because it's who would think about that there would be something like a Japanese souffle cheesecake at Trader Joe's. It seems such a specific product.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they existed.
Yeah,
but I'm glad they do.
Yeah.
Let's give something away.
Cool.
Copycat Magazine.
Cool. Magazines it is.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, what do they have to do?
They have to go to Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Because, every Trader Joe's in every part of the country, I think they have different things, right? So find the most unique find that you can find, so many finds, at your Trader Joe's and take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. And for people who don't live near a Trader Joe's, if you just go to your supermarket and find something super unique, you can do that. And then what do they do with that?
Text me at 805-380-8075.
Great.
All right.
Terrific.
What a day. Hopefully your day went from a 3 to at least a 6.
It went to, a 6.35.
All right. Okay. Not bad. We're going to work on that. We got you, Lisa.
We doubled her.
We're
going to
get
though.
You up. I know, but I'm going to tickle her after this.
Oh, no. We know that's not allowed these days. But thank you for the offer. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. You are the greatest. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with a new and exciting episode. I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. Flour rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Whatever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.